Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful listening base, Victoria, and it's just an awesome thing to be able to share with people. Travel, where to travel, how to travel. Travel and see the world. Over in the European countries, I actually had a friend that I met in Baltimore City. She was from London, England. And she says, I'm going on holiday. You all are not traveling enough. You know, she's talking about some of the people in the area that she was living in. And it amazed her because over in the European countries, she can leave England and just get on a certain type of train, and she's able to connect and go to France and Italy and spend a day in Spain. How cool is that? I mean, you know, and we can do this. Anybody, you know, we can do the same thing. You can see so many more countries in a day, or if you, as you said before, Victoria, if you want to take a week. But the point is, live life and get out and just get out and see what's out there. So I'm going to take a moment and just share a few things, and I'm going to kick it back over to my friend Victoria up in New York, she's not just New York. I want you to go on world, okay? Don't just limit it to New York, when you think about Miss Falk. Think world. But there's so many niches. I am a crochet enthusiast. Okay, people. Cynthia Dahi of Movements Limited Travel loves crochet. And I don't have to be limited to any particular place to crochet or any particular style. And I'm very interested in seeing how other people have done the art of crochet or knitting, anything having to do with stitching anything together. It could be a quilt. It could be ancient weaving. It's all good with me. And just about every state has a stitching guild or a quilting guild or a lacing guild or a crochet or knitting guild. You can just go and meet just hundreds of men and women of all ages right here in the United States. But if you want to go and you want to see how they did it in the old country, you can go ahead and take a flight or a cruise and spend a day just seeing how some of these original stitches from Europe, how they were created and what they still do. Now, let's say that you really want to stretch out and get a international flavor and include just so many more ethnic groups, then go ahead on over to South America. Let's go to Guatemala. Did you know that in the country of Guatemala, it is one of the most ancient weaving techniques that has techniques so intricate, so intense, that they've sent scholars to sit right under the tree while the women are sitting there actually doing their weaving, and they leave puzzled. They still can't figure out how it's done. How cool is that, Victoria? To go someplace, you're looking at how it's done, you're seeing it with your own eyes, and you still leave in amazement.
Oh, that's just awesome. And definitely being there with people who are doing what you love to do. You know, being in that authentic moment, that's just beautiful. And everyone who loves to knit, loves to crochet, that's what you want to do. You want to be in a circle of people who enjoy doing the same thing in a nice, relaxing location. Sounds great, Cynthia?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Victoria, go ahead and share with me, the listening audience, a couple of the niches that you've discovered, either things that you do or other people or some of your clients. So I'm going to kick it back to you and let you go ahead and stretch it out and take us around the world, sister.
Well, I mean, when we talk about the world, there are just so many places to visit. I joke a lot because, you know, people ask me a lot to go to the Bahamas. They want to go to Nassau, Bahamas. They want to go to Freeport, Bahamas. And Bahamas is wonderful. I've been to the Bahamas about 6 times so far. But there are so many other places in the world to visit. You know, right here, right now, I don't know about where you all are, but baby, it's cold outside over here in New York. And I would love to go someplace warm. What about Jamaica? Right? They say Jamaica, no problem, man. And when they say no problem, man, that's exactly how you feel when you're out there enjoying the beauty of the grill, enjoying Montego Bay. This is a great time, folks. Get on the plane and go to one of the all-inclusive resorts out there. Right? There's a blizzard expected this Saturday. I need to get on the plane quick. Go to the Caribbean and enjoy the beauty of the island. It's freezing out here, but it's not freezing over there. over there, it's what, about in the 80s right now? I could deal with that. You know, and next month, what, February 2016, we have that day, folks, Valentine's Day, right? That's an excuse to take a trip. We're looking for romance, looking for that nice romantic location. When you think about romantic location, you think of Sandals Resorts. Sandals Luxury All-Inclusive Resorts. Fellas, if you want to impress your lady, let me tell you, Sandals Luxury All-Inclusive Resort. You can go to Bahamas. They have Antigua. They have Barbados. They have one in Jamaica. And if you have children, don't worry about it. You know, the children don't have to spoil the romance. You can bring the children along. You just go out to beaches in Turks and Caicos, and they have beautiful facilities to watch your children for you. That's right, folks. They will watch your children for you so that you can enjoy that romantic dinner on the beach. So you can enjoy a swim, sitting in a jacuzzi, whatever it is you want to do. A lot of times people, you know, they don't want to go on a vacation or they don't think they can go because they have to worry about babysitter or child care. But a lot of these resorts, they have that for you. It's for you already. It's part of what you paid for when you pay for the all-inclusive. Now, definitely, we talked about Sandals Resorts. When you talk about luxury, I'm talking about butler service, folks. Being able to contact your own personal butler, you know, because you want more shrimp, right? You want some chocolate cheesecake. You want some lobster with the butter sauce, whatever it is. You want some king crab legs. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But the beauty of Sandals, folks, you know when you get those travel brochures and you see the photos and you sit back and you go, ah, that is beautiful. Oh, my goodness, look at the pretty water. Look at the clouds. Oh, I want to go there. Well, when you step off the plane and you step foot on the resort, guess what you say? You say, ah, that is beautiful. That's what I love so much about Sandals in the Bahamas, because the beautiful pictures that I saw in the brochure, when I actually got there, I was so impressed. I wanted to have the tear come down my face and say, oh, my goodness, this is just as beautiful as the brochure. And the customer service was awesome. You know, they made sure that my food was delicious, that everything was right. Having someone come back and forth to you. Now, I don't know how you all feel out there, but I'm in the service industry. And when you spend your day catering to other people and waiting on other people and, you know, taking care of parents and taking care of children, it feels so good. It feels so good to be in a lounge chair and having someone cater to you. Take care of your needs while you are on vacation in a beautiful, beautiful resort with all the activities. So definitely when you're thinking of that romantic vacation, you want to think of Sandals. Now, another place we think about romance, the Poconos, right? We think about the Poconos. Now, the beautiful thing about the Poconos is when you go to the resorts, they have three different major resorts that you can go to where they call it the key paths. So you might be staying at one of the resorts, but all three are available to you as part of the key pass. So you're staying here, but they have a nice comedy show over there, or they have food over here. So just maximizing your vacation. Now, can be a little pricey, but it's definitely worth it. But if you want a great romantic vacation in the Poconos and you don't have the higher money, you know, to pay for the fancier resorts, a great alternative the Woodlands Inn Resort and Spa. Oh, my goodness. The Woodlands Inn Resort and Spa, located out in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, is gorgeous. And it's the best of both worlds. You have your romantic setting, nice and serene, but they also have the free shuttle bus to take you to the casino, to take you to the shopping, to take you to the city area. So if you want to relax and enjoy your partner, you can. And if you decide that you want to get out into the city and be out and about, you can do that too. And I don't know about you all out there, but that's what I love. I love choices. Give me some choices. You know, and as far as food is concerned and fine dining, there are some great choices. There's a very nice Japanese restaurant. You can watch your food being prepared in front of you. And they have an American restaurant with all your dining, breakfast, lunch, and dinner available to you. You have your nightclub there. You do karaoke. They have the little piano bar. So whatever your style is, there's something for you. And the accommodations are superb. It's a 4-star hotel. And the customer service is incredible. Definitely. So, and that's the thing. If you're in the city, if you're in the New York area and you don't want to go too far, consider driving to the Poconos. You know, it's about 4 hours away. It's not a bad trip. Because once you get there, you're going to enjoy. You'll be in the lap of luxury. Now, if you don't feel like driving and you feel like letting someone else drive, there are buses that will take you to the Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, so you can enjoy the Woodlands Inn. It's the MART transportation bus. You can get it at Midtown Manhattan. It's not too expensive. And guess what, folks? They have specials going on right now for the weekend, for the Valentine's weekend. So you can have a great price with your meals included. They'll even create the ambiance for you. If you want to walk into the room and have roses, you know, rose petals on the bed, you want to have your champagne and your chocolates, you can have all of that brought to your room. Why not? Whatever your heart desires. That's what I'm talking about, living passionately. You don't have to wait to travel. So definitely for February, we are talking romance. Now, like we mentioned, you can get out the sandals. You can take that plane and go to the all-inclusive resorts. But if that's not in your budget right now, take a drive. You know, we mentioned the Poconos, but there are a lot of other places that are very nice. I always love Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is nice and relaxing. Be by the water. It's a little cold right now, but the water is always a beautiful view. So take a nice drive to Myrtle Beach. They say Virginia is for lovers, right? So why not take a trip to Virginia and see what they're talking about? Get you some nice southern food and enjoy. I know we say the lady from New York, but I do have my southern roots from Lafayette, Louisiana, folks. And, you know, you want to have a nice romantic dinner. Why not discover the French Quarter out in New Orleans? Have you some delicious seafood, some gumbo, some shrimp etouffee, some jambalaya. When you think about romance and you think about vacations, you think about food, being able to enjoy. So, Cynthia, we talk about love and our love for travel. We want to let all the lovers out there know all the romantic places they can discover for February. Back to you, my friend.
Oh, let me tell you, you know, you named a couple of my favorite places. I absolutely love Virginia. Oh, my goodness, when my husband and I first got together, there we were all up into the Blue Ridge Mountains, and as you just Victoria just got to saying, you can really get up there, get yourself a cabin, people. get a little cabin fever. Oh my goodness, the deer come right up to you to your cabin, and they're harmless little creatures, you know, big creatures, depending on you know, whether it's a buck or doe. But it is absolutely, the sky is the limit. Whether you want to be in the valley of the Shenandoah Valley, or if you want to be up in those mountains. And my husband came from where? He's from Baltimore, but he lived in New Orleans, 13 years. And so we traveled to New Orleans, yes. Victoria, I have to agree with you. There's nothing like the cooking down there, the romance of just walking around, absolutely romantic. So definitely everything that you shared for February, I can say, man, oh, man, depending on whatever kind of budget you have, there really isn't anything that a person can't do. You can just go anywhere, whether it is locally or whether it is abroad, it's okay, you can go. And I highly recommend all the things that you said. Just an absolute thrill being able to just do all those different things. Absolutely. You know, the person wants to do something along the same line, right in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, a local place. And some very, very, very romantic places, just walking along the Inner Harbor in the evening over to D.C. You know, they've got the National Harbor. And these places have really gone out of their way to make the setting very, very, very romantic. Dozens and dozens of absolutely wonderful restaurants. You got the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Inner Harbor, Baltimore City. And just as much as you want to do, the nightlife is great, as well as if you, again, on any other kind of tip that you want to be on, you can go down to Inner Harbor and go for a nice cruise. We're going to be getting ready to wrap things up in just a second. And I just want to make sure I let Victoria Falk out of New York, who I call World, right, just give you her contact information, because you want to make sure that you contact this young lady so that you can have that mouth-watering trip of a lifetime. So go ahead, Victoria, and give them your contact information.
Yes, definitely. You can reach me by phone at 347-658-8459, or you can tune in to www.passionatetravel.info. That's I-N-F-O. Back to you, Cynthia.
Thank you so very much. And if you also, anybody else is looking for travel out there, you can reach me, Cynthia Jahi, at 252-406-0774. Especially you educational traveling enthusiasts who like to go to museums, I'm down with that. I'm down with the hiking and national parks and things of that nature and cruising like the Viking cruise. So give me a call at 252-406-0774. And you can reach me at www.surge365/Movements Unlimited Group, okay? And we're going to be getting ready to bring on our person who takes care of the home-based business one-on-ones, Itali Jahi. Here he is.
All right, make sure you tune in tomorrow to the Jasari's Love Show, and then tune in Sunday morning to Gospel of Working from Home here on Home-Based Business 101. We want to thank you for tuning in to today's show, and since we upgraded the format, we've averaging over 100 new listeners a week. We need y'all to do one more thing on the Home-Based Business 101 webpage on Blog Talk Radio, for you to leave a comment about what you like best about what you heard. So please make sure you take time to do that for us so that we know how to respond to your comments and be able to share more information. And if you have some ideas or some things you'd like for us to be able to share, you can also leave that in the comment section. But please do that for us, because the listenership has picked up over the last couple of weeks, averaging over 100 new listeners a week, truly making this listener-supported radio. We thank you so much for taking the time to tune in to the information that we're sharing, and we just need you to let us know what you like best about what you heard here on Home-Based Business 101. Until next time, hey, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.